ओम शांति। गोल्डन मॉर्निंग एंड एवर हैप्पी दीपावली वंस अगेन। सो व्हाट आई वाज थिंकिंग यू नो सिंस मॉर्निंग बीइंग हियर नॉट ओनली दिस मॉर्निंग आई थिंक इन द पास्ट फ्यू डेज दोज ऑफ यू हु आर हियर you must have experienced the celebration mood and particularly this time is a Deepavali time in India, holiday time, a day for time for celebration, time for meeting, time for being together. And so since few days we have been having Deepavali celebrations in different places, and of course today is the most important day, the actual day of celebration of Deepavali. And since morning we have been hearing from Baba's Murali and also from Bap Dada's message today. Do you all remember what Baba said this morning in the message? How we should celebrate Deepavali the rest of the day, emerging, keeping our form of perfection, and keep checking ourselves to what extent I have come close to my own stage of perfection. Because as Ratan Moini Dadi was describing, Deepavali is a day for Brahmins to remind us of the coronation ceremony of Lakshmi Narayan in the future. So that means that is the time, the real golden age, the kingdom of Lakshmi Narayan begins. So it is a day, as Baba also said in the blessings, invoking our perfect stage is like invoking the divine virtues. That is what Baba said today. When you invoke all the divine virtues, then automatically the weakness, whatever weaknesses, whatever defects, whatever sensitivity we have within ourselves will automatically finish. So I was just thinking, you know, how we connect our stage of perfection and this exercise, we can say, of invoking the divine virtues in our life at present. Because even otherwise today, devotees are invoking Goddess Lakshmi and they worship Goddess Lakshmi specially today. And of course they do it with the aim of getting more money. Because Lakshmi is known as the Goddess of Wealth. And so they invoke her for physical wealth. But when we, Baba's children, we are aware of our aim and object, we are aware of what we want to become, so our invocation is actually practically imbibing those virtues now in our life. Because we cannot become all virtuous after the golden age has begun. But now we have to instill the sanskara of invoking all those divine virtues, imbibing all those divine virtues in our life to such an extent that when I, the soul, leave the body, I take that sanskara of being a virtuous soul in the future. Even when we describe to other people, you know, what is the difference between an ordinary human being and a deity, because they are also like us only. So the difference we tell them is that they are human beings with divine virtues. Even when you want to describe perfect state, the stage of being gods and goddesses, we start with the first phrase, all virtuous. Out of the different praises that we give, the first one is all virtuous. Then only comes completely viceless. Then 16 celestial degrees complete. Then double nonviolent. And then the one who follows the elevated code of conduct. So it is very clear that without invoking, without bringing in, without imbibing, embodying the virtues in our life, we cannot become viceless. We cannot have 16 celestial degrees complete purity. So what I wanted to share before I asked Sudeshman to share her thoughts, I remembered one Bap Dada's message in connection with this. You know, when we think of invoking all virtues, sometimes Brahmins become heavy keeping a list of the virtues in front of them. 36 virtues, 60 virtues. And then when we begin to check ourselves, one could become really heavy. Where to begin, where to end? And so in 1988, I remember, Bap Dada had sent a message saying that if we can imbibe 8 master qualities, that would automatically allow us to acquire all the virtues. Because Baba was talking about the qualifications for becoming 8 jewels in that message. So he was talking about everything 8, 8, 8. You know, 8 powers, 8 relationships, and then 8 master qualities. So if I can have all these 8, 8, 8, always, not sometimes, but always, then automatically it will allow me to win that seat. So I just wanted to share this master qualities that Baba shared in that message that would help us to invoke or acquire the virtues automatically. So the first one Baba spoke was contentment. Even otherwise, if you see, out of all the virtues, contentment is considered to be the crown virtue. Why? Because if someone is content, he is a king without having a single cent in his purse. Because contentment automatically brings all other virtues. That is why it is described sometimes, a king with a crown, if he is not content, he is not a king. But someone without a crown, but if they are content, then they are self-sovereign, king. Carefree emperors now, and then they become real emperors in the future. even in that aspect of contentment, Baba spoke about three aspects, no? Contentment with myself, and certificate of contentment from Baba, and then contentment from the family. So when I have received the three contentment certificate, then only I will get the title of being a jewel of contentment. One is to be contented, practicing contentment as a virtue, master quality. The other is to become a jewel of contentment. So you can yourself go into the depth of understanding the importance of contentment in Brahmin life. So that was the first master quality. The second master quality Baba spoke was introversion. I also remembered once Jagdish Bhai asked Mama, it seems, Mama, can you tell us what are the two main virtues that we need to imbibe that would bring all other virtues into our life? So Jagdish Bhai was sharing, Mama said, introversion and determination. Because introversion is the mother of all virtues. It is like plowing the soil, you know. When you want to sow a very good seed and reap good fruit, you have to make sure the soil is fertile. And so introversion actually works like a fertile soil to allow the seeds of virtues to grow. So that is the second quality Baba spoke in the message, introversion. The third one was patience. And these days Dadi talks a lot about it also. How important it is for us to be patient. And of course we know what is patience. It doesn't mean to be slow. It doesn't mean to be rushing. But it means to be powerful inside and at the same time peaceful. So patience becomes one of the master qualities that automatically invokes other virtues. And the fourth one was stability. You know, if you have virtues and if you are not able to use them at the right time, in the right proportion, then that virtue doesn't show its speciality. So stability actually, very often people ask this question, you know, when we talk about seniors, who are called as the seniors. So once there we had a panel discussion right here on this stage, I think. And so I understood very clearly what is the meaning of being a senior. It is not connected with the age in knowledge. It is not connected with the physical age. It is connected with our stage of stability. Stability means to be constant. You know, no matter what circumstances may come, if I am able to remain consistent, my foundation becomes deeper, and the deeper the foundation, so the fourth master quality I was sharing according to that message was stability. And the fifth one, Baba was mentioning, sometimes it surprises me, but when I go deep into that virtue, I understand why Baba gave so much importance to that. Baba said, you know, sweetness. sweetness is one of the master qualities that brings in many other qualities. And this morning also, I think Baba said in the Murali a few times, we have to be very, very sweet. So automatically, when there is sweetness, there is love, there is happiness, there is compassion, many other virtues would come. And the sixth one was fearlessness. Fearlessness. Because one of the signs by which we can understand whether we are soul conscious or not is on the basis of being fearless. Because as a soul, I am light. And when there is the awareness of light, there is no fear. So that was one of the virtues. And the seventh one, I remember, was determination. As I was sharing Jagdish Bhai's experience, it was also Baba's one virtue that Baba mentioned in that message. Because without determination, strong will, I cannot keep up the consistency. You know, many times we make promises, we have thoughts in our mind, but we are not able to keep it consistent. It is because of lack of determination. So determination is, of course, not stubbornness. Stubbornness is quite different from determination. So as Baba said in one of the Muralis of the season, determination is actually thinking and doing at the same time. Powerful thought. So if there is power in my thought, then automatically I am able to put that thought into action. And that is why determination sometimes is also considered to be the key for success. Where there is determination, sometimes it could be delay in some task, but it will never failure. Definitely we will experience success. And the eighth virtue was cheerfulness. Means I was expecting, when I first thought about it, it should be humility, it should be something. But somehow Baba mentioned in that message, cheerfulness. Because as we know that, you know, Brahmin life is a life of happiness. And that happiness is automatically expressed through the cheerful face. Sometimes we don't have to speak any knowledge at all. Our face will speak for itself. Just like we saw all the dadis sitting on the stage, even though some of them were not speaking, but they were speaking a lot. Actually, it is something connected with my state of mind. So when we have these eight virtues, eight master qualities, in fact, and practice it constantly, always, in all actions, we will automatically invoke the virtues. So my experience is, instead of repeating in my mind what I am not, if I can just remember what I am, that is also another way of invocation. You know, many times we want to bring virtues into our life, but we start to think of our weakness more. So whatever I think, I reinforce. So I become. So I need to realize, of course, realize my weakness, but I don't need to dwell in that weakness. But I need to identify my speciality and use it as God's gift. With that awareness, automatically what I am, when that is reinforced, what I am not will automatically disappear. That is another shortcut that would help us to become what we want to become, instead of, you know, contemplating on what we don't want to become. Just like when we sit in meditation, you know, we start thinking, I am not this body, I am not this, I am not that. So what I am doing? I am reinforcing what I am not. So my mind is not under my control. I already know what I am not, so why I need to think about it? But instead, if I can start thinking what I am, you know, whose child am I, what I have attained, that is enough. Then I will become embodiment of that. So what I am not, that will automatically go away. Just like when you want to bring light, you know, when you want to get rid of the darkness, you put on the switch. You don't chase away the darkness with the broom, but you just put on the switch and the light, the darkness is gone. So in the same way, the easy way to get rid of our weakness, as Baba said today, to invoke the virtues. So we can begin, you know, with identifying the specialities that Baba has given to me in this life and consider that as God's gift and begin to use it in that awareness, so that automatically the happiness people will receive out of that will bring blessings, and that would work as power, energy, as Daddy said this morning, to remove my weaknesses. So I don't need to mourn. So these were just a few thoughts that was coming to my mind when Baba said this morning, you know, it is important that we invoke. So today is a good day for doing that invocation. So keep these master qualities. No, we have taken just one phrase, all virtuous. There is more to it. What is completely viceless? Maybe Sudesh Ben can elaborate on that. You know, all virtuous, completely viceless. The second phrase that is connected with our perfect stage. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Or shall we say today, Om Happy? Or Happy Diwali? Om is, I am light and I am lit. So when light is lit, it's called Happy Diwali. Right? So shall I say, Om Happy? Or Om Anand? There is no opposite word, contradictory word to Anand. Happiness, sorrow, peace, peacelessness, health, sickness, strength, weakness, right? Day, night. But there's no other word in comparison to Anand. Bliss. That's why God is Sat Chit Anand. Perfect. Supreme bliss. I continue the topic. What does it mean to be all virtuous to me? Do you have a list of virtues? What is the complete list of the virtues? How many virtues we have? How many virtues? 36. Okay. When it is a list, it means limited. All virtues means, this is how I understand. In all, in everyone, in all situations, at every time, learn a virtue, pick up a virtue, see a virtue. All virtuous. It's not a miss. It is there are, in order to be as Mirabenji said, 8 virtues Baba spoke about, and a method, right? But in order to imbibe these all virtues, 8 virtues, I can see virtue in only, then I can be contented. Otherwise, I cannot be contented. I can see benefit in that situation, only then I can be contented. I realize something greater achievement is there, maybe at the moment it is not visible. I can be virtuous. I can be contented. So, this automatically makes me soul conscious. When I see virtue in other, I don't have to fight with my weakness, or I don't have to struggle to keep myself safe from the effect of others. Because I'm seeing virtue, my energy is not wasted. I have not consumed any energy. My vision will be that of soul conscious. It is my virtue that makes others viceless. For example, if I am a detached observer, anger of other person cannot influence me. I am a fire brigade. Other person may be anger. I am not seeing that because my quality is helping me to remain free from that, as well as to be overpowering the weakness of other person. Most of the time one faces either jealousy or anger, it's fire. And when I am cool water, Sheetala Devi, then if fire comes, is dropped in, put in water, or water is dropped in the fire, fire has no power. So virtues make not only me viceless, but virtues helps others to be viceless, less effect of vices. It is seeing the virtue naturally when I am seeing virtue, because it is a natural law. No matter how many defects one has, given by nature, by each one's fortune, or as an eternal soul, one virtue remains prime, no matter how much negativity is in that person. One particular quality would be special, the person who you see 100 weaknesses in them. And we learn from nature that our vision always is what is beneficial for me, what is positive in others. All of you eat honey? Any one of you doesn't like honey? Like honey, no, we use honey. Honey is collected by whom? Honey bee. Honey bee has the nature to sting. But we connect, we appreciate honey. We have flowers. Every day We see love rose flowers. Where is our vision focused on? Flower and fragrance. We know there are thorns, but because appreciation of the fragrance, the thorns, though it is pricking, you are careful, but you ignore. You are careful that they don't prick you. But they are insignificant. Reason? We focused on the speciality. And this is what is relationship with human being, with each other. Why we cannot create harmony or experience harmony with each other or maintain this loving relationship with each other? We are focusing on our weakness. I am not good. Or we are focusing on the weaknesses of others. So to become all virtuous makes us completely viceless. This is what becomes a treasure for the soul. The more we make ourselves full, fullness in an aspect, the power within the soul. Knowledgeful, peaceful, loveful, blissful, powerful. There is feeling of strength, contentment. So Baba himself is full and he wants us to become full. So before I came, actually this morning Dadi told me, I haven't come to conduct the class, but something she asked me, I wanted to do that, but I continue the topic. Since morning you are listening a lot, right? You must be really very full, no? And so if I speak more, conduct more class, perhaps it will be too much. Right? So instead of conducting class, instead of we give you something, I would like to, because then I said, Dadi, so since morning you have given so much, and now you say go and start, right? We give again deep class. It will be over much, no? Too much, no? She says, okay, then do something else. So know what I want to do then? I want to ask you that you can make yourself empty what you do not want. Me? Something you do not want. You do not want to keep in yourself, which makes heavy. So then the place is made more. So when Dadi will come, she will give much, much more. Right? So there has to be a place made. So you can make a place empty. So that it is filled in the... Just like we want to make ourselves full. But sometimes it's full with other things which are not necessary to keep. Mind is full with something which doesn't bring joy. Intellect is full with something which creates confusion. Right? So we can have this exercise. It's not a question of making promise. It's not a question of speaking. It's really determination deep within. Through realization that what it is that I want to throw away. Because Dadi has been speaking about the rubbish since many days, no? She was saying that when Diwali is coming, you should clean, you should complete, make everything very clean. Make everything completely pure. And so then, when everything clean has gone in, the atmosphere is that of great joy. Experience is that of complete freshness, lightness. And so, if anything which has been unwanted, today in the yajna, you can make it swaha, sacrificing in the fire of Baba's love. Now, because it's Siva, Jesus, no, the lights are lit, so it is there to burn something. Light is there to show us the path. Fire is there to burn something. And so something which is any weakness, any kind of heaviness, any kind of defects, shortcomings, right? So there's no trace remains. And that is possible through introspection. Now this one of the virtue of our 8 virtues is introspection that you were hearing. Introspection means becoming the embodiment of silence. To become Roop. Not the story, yesterday I was sharing with someone the story of Roop and Basant. These two princes were living with some holy people and they were taught, just turn within and see your inner beauty. And when we are inside turning within, in soul consciousness, we will see the things which Baba has given us. When we are extroverted, we see the things which Maya gives us. In soul consciousness, always virtues are seen. In body consciousness, even we see virtue, some kind of defect also gets connected with it. Yeah, but it's not, it is now, this person is virtuous, but it is not all the time. Yeah, this one is happier, this one is good, but with me that person is not, but comes always. But in soul consciousness, but is not there. Because in soul, only the qualities are conscious. Soul consciousness means qualities are living. And when you are seeing these qualities, in introspection, you begin to experience, enjoy that qualities. That makes you bodiless automatically. It's a positive way of making effort. To conquer body consciousness or to become introvert, to become bodiless, result is become bodiless. So I, the soul, in silence, when I'm experiencing my qualities, this experience becomes easy, automatic remembrance. Many times Baba says, don't use the word yoga, yoga, yoga. Why? Another thing Baba says, Baba does not want, Baba cannot tolerate, or Baba is not happy that you children are making so much effort. And I was thinking, Baba should give us prize. Because we are making effort, and he says, I am not happy that you make so much effort. He should encourage us, no? Brave, you are making so much effort, I am very happy. The reason when we are making effort, what is happening at that time, our virtue is trying to protect us against the weakness of others. That is also, is not a perfect stage. We are trying to protect, to be soul conscious. We are trying ourselves to just be not affected, detached from that. But in fact, when it is natural experience of something, what is remembrance? What is remembrance? In our whole life, from childhood up to now, what it is we remember? The things you hear with your ears, forget. Very rarely, if somebody reminds them, we say, the things we read with our eyes or see, sometime we remember and then gradually it is forgotten. We speak, it's also sometime is forgotten. Many times it is forgotten, much more is forgotten. What we hear, we forget. What we see, we forget. What we speak, we forget. But what we remember? What we have experienced. Experience is remembrance. So when Baba says, remember, remember, remember me, the soul conscious stage, the self and remembering Baba, means experiencing the self and Baba.